Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Oliver Queen. For 5 years, I was stranded on an island with only one goal. Survive.
Oliver Queen is alive.
Now I will fulfill my father's dying wish to use the list of names he left me and bring down those who are poisoning my city. To do this, I must become someone else. I must become something else.
Party people, this is your host, HissUserAD, and welcome again to the Smallville Talk podcast, where tonight we will be talking about Unfinished Business, which aired on Wednesday, April 3rd on the CW. Welcome back if you're listening to the show. We are on Twitter at ArrowTalk, all one word, and also on Facebook. If you go to facebook.com/ArrowTalk, that's our Facebook page. And we have a website too. Yes, I'm sorry for the plugs. It's GreenArrowTalk, all one word. .com. So again, greenarrowtalk.com tonight. Salvation, very exciting episode, which we will be talking about the return of the Count. Now, without further ado, if you are listening live on the internet, please call in at 914-338-1036. Again, that number is 914-338-1036. We are opening the phone lines so we can discuss our favorite show. Yes, finally. For some reason, a whole week in between just takes way too long. Maybe we should do like a twice-a-week podcast. I don't know. Maybe I don't have a life. Maybe. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. From area code 239, who is this?
You're Matt from Florida. What up? In the beginning, you said Smallville Talk podcast, isn't that?
I did.
No.
Well, you know where my mind's at.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Right?
Arrow Talk. Repeat, Arrow Talk.
Yeah, I loved
okay.
it. Epic.
Thank
I
you.
Was on the edge of my seat from beginning to end. I mean,
oh, that's
O-M-G.
Good to hear. Awesome. Great. Thank you for calling in, Matt. From area code 991, who is this? That doesn't work. Hi, is it you? Are you on the internet, like Skype or?
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hey. I'm Pauline.
Pauline, hi,
you're
Pauline. How are you? Thank
I'm
you
fine.
For calling
you're
in, Pauline.
From.
Where are you calling from, Pauline?
I'm calling from South America.
Oh, wow. This is great.
Wow,
you're like,
yeah.
You're like really like the furthest fan that we've ever talked to. So welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, great, great. So what did you think of Unfinished Business? Did you see it yet or
oh,
not
my
yet?
God. Yes, I saw it this afternoon.
Yes.
And it was mind-blowing. I swear to God, the show keeps getting better every week.
Yes, I know. It sucks that
and
there's a break next week.
Can it get any better?
I think it can. I think they have a lot of stuff coming up for the finale, so we'll have to wait and see.
See, I'm going to have to wait two more weeks.
I know. It's crazy. I'm like
well,
really upset that
me.
We have to wait. All right, from area code 772, who is this? Welcome to the Arrow Talk podcast.
Mary Beth.
Hi, Mary Beth. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you.
And what was your thoughts on Unfinished Business?
Well, it was very, very
thought.
Well done. It was very well done. I don't like the idea of him, his best friend going back to his father, though. But
oh, I know. Back to the dark side.
I didn't like that at all. That was a bad thing there. But
I know.
I think, he, you know, he, there, just because he knows how his real day now, he might say it to his father, which that's what I'm afraid of.
Well, we'll see. In a couple episodes, I'm sure we'll see what the ulterior motive is for the Merlin family.
Right.
All right, we have a last caller here. It's area code 432. Who is this?
Hey, it's Joe from Krypton.
Hey,
Joe. I have a correction to make, Jesus.
Uh-oh, what did I say?
You said that one girl is the furthest caller you have. I don't think so. I'm light years away on Krypton.
Excuse me, Mr. Kryptonian. You win the prize. You definitely win the prize. At least, you know, South Africa is on our planet, you know.
Yeah, it's true.
And Florida.
Yeah. Okay. So, Joe, your first thoughts on Unfinished Business?
I thought it was pretty well done. I liked it. It was pretty good. I actually only got to see half of it because I had to do something.
I hope we don't spoil it for
you. Oh, snap.
No, that's okay. I'm going to watch the rest of it later. I just, you know, life goes away sometimes, and I had something else come up, so I had to cut it short. But, yeah, I'll see the rest of it later.
There you go. Okay.
And I don't mind the spoilers, so don't even worry about it.
All right, you heard it here from Joe. Let's just talk away. Really big, a lot of twists and turns in tonight's episode, Unfinished Business. Oh, we have another caller. Let's get him on the line, or her. It is from area code 201. Who is this?
Oh, this is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And your first thoughts of Unfinished Business?
I thought it was pretty good. I think... What's that? I tweeted earlier before. I think Oliver has better chem. I'm talking about the island stuff now. Oliver has. I think he has better chemistry with Shadow than the other women that he's been involved with in the show lately. So.
Yeah, you can see that there's a growth there.
Yeah.
And a positive one, of course. let's see. Okay, so I was mentioning there was a lot of twists and turns in last night's episode of Unfinished Business. And I think the title, if you guys all agree with me, the title definitely fits the episode, right, guys?
Yep. Oh, yes. Holy shit, yes.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so we're going to start off with our favorite scenes. You know, if you guys have any favorite scenes from last night's episodes, now's the time to mention it. Of course, maybe someone before you might mention something that you might have in mind, but that's okay. Just say, hey, I totally agree with that person. While you guys think of your favorite scenes, I'm going to give you mine. My favorite was the confrontation between the Doctor and Oliver. And yes, the big twist there was that Mr. Count was totally obsolete from the new rehash of Vertigo, and the Doctor, of course, he just did it for money, and he kind of used Vertigo's bodily fluids to enhance or, you know, counteract what he was missing in the final ingredient for his version of Vertigo. And it's pretty much when Oliver confronts the Doctor, and the Doctor, of course, has a henchman or a nurse, big nurse that knocks out Oliver, and he straps him down and, of course, forces Oliver to ingest Vertigo or his version of Vertigo. And I love when we get the first-hand view of how Vertigo might be if it was real. And it's pretty scary, especially with the music added. It was pretty frightening for me, but it was a really good twist there, and I really enjoyed how Oliver was able to take him out, even though he was a little out of it and self-medicated. If you guys remember, he stabbed himself with the serum, you know, to kind of reject the drug. And to me, that was very a powerful scene where he's doing all this himself. And, of course, in for the rescue, Mr. Diggs, and saving the day. Yes, finally. It's great to see him in action away from the Arrow Cave. And, you know, even though I like the scenes with him and Felicity, definitely like to see Diggs kicking ass. All right, so that was my favorite scene. Let's go to Pauline from South Africa. What was your favorite scene?
I totally agreed with you. That was also my favorite scene. I was jumping on my feet when Oliver was stuck on that gurney trap when he had to drink that sticky green stuff.
Yes.
And then when he stuck that needle in his heart, that was awesome. That was, oh, my God. I couldn't believe it.
I know. I was like, there's no way I'm going to stab my heart. Yeah.
I know. It was so freaky.
It was cool.
It was awesome.
Cool
was
stuff. All right, great. Thank you, Pauline, for sharing. Let's go to Matt from Florida.
I agree with you, man. That scene right there when he's confronting the doctor, I was on the edge of my seat, staring at the TV, and Diggle, I was chanting and cheering for Diggle. Oh, my God.
Oh,
he was kicking ass at that scene.
I yelled at the TV. I'm like, hell yeah.
Yes. And then at that scene where he kills the doctor, aims three arrows on target, like he says.
Oh, and do you remember the doctor's quote?
Yeah. Yeah, he says, you don't look so good. You don't even, can't even aim one arrow at me. And he aims it three. It reminded me that scene in the Smallville finale where Green Arrow shoots all those arrows at Darkseid's minions.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so,
total
yeah,
awesome.
I love that scene. I agree with
All right, great. Thank you, Matt from Florida. Let's go to Mary Beth. Mary Beth, what was your favorite scene from last night's episode?
The episode when the part where Oliver tried to get out of the chair with that, trying to get with the knife. He missed that, but he still managed to get out.
Yeah.
And with that needle in his chest. That reminded me a lot of that Smallville thing. They use that a lot. Smallville, people got
healed
with that all the time, but it really worked for him. And he
a
was
lot of self-injecting.
self-injecting. And getting out of that chair was amazing. And the way Diggs dropped in like that was
total kick-ass.
Yeah, it was really great, well done, and the fight scenes were very well done. And he really put that doctor behind him because the doctor thought he had him beaten, but Arrow came back to prove that he wasn't. So that was my excitement in there with that part there. And Brian Miller wrote some of that. He was part of the he wrote it, that part. That,
that's good. Oh,
yeah,
that's really good.
Smallville, he does the Smallville 11s now, but he was one of the writers on that show list.
Yeah, we've noticed that. A lot of former writers from Smallville are on Arrow, so we might get
Brian
a sense
Hugh
of,
Miller.
You know, really cool
Brian
stuff.
Brian Hugh Miller wrote it.
All right. Let's go to Lauren from Lauren TVEA.
Yeah, I think I like the exploding arrow when Oliver was, what's that, subdued with the drug.
The little,
The
little
then,
trigger.
Yeah, and then when he broke up the drug deal, like in the, where were they, like in an abandoned lot? Or
oh, yeah, that was good, too.
Yeah, it was good action.
They were scrambling for sure.
Yeah, and as always, I'm starting to, I always love the island flashback scene, so.
Oh, my gosh, talk about the, who after the episode wanted to go slap some water?
That
was unusual.
I'm not going to say it, but yeah, I kind of took a bath last night and I was slapping water all day. No, just kidding. Okay, so, all right, too much information. I know. Let's see. I have some clips that I took from the show last night, and I'm going to play them, and then we'll talk about it. But Felicity, again, really strong presence in the episode, always helping out Diggs, as we find out that she's also helping him look for who?
Deadshot.
There you go, Deadshot, yes. Also helping Oliver with the whole vertigo tracing of the money and finding out who is behind this new release of the drug. So here we go, a couple of clips, and then we'll come back. Feel free to listen if you want on the phone. That'll be great. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Got here as quickly as I could. This is about the glyph in your father's notebook?
Felicity is still working on that. We have another problem.
Darlene City is once again at war with a drug known on the streets as Vertigo. It used to be the city's most lethal vice, but the purple and green pill was nowhere to be found for the last 3 months.
Over the past few days, the city has been flooded with a new version of Vertigo, more addictive, more unstable. It killed a girl in the club. Just like it almost killed Thea.
Okay, what are you thinking? We should pay the count a visit?
He was my first visit. Waste of time. He's Suma Shinchi. Since he was the only one that knew the formula for Vertigo, I don't even know where to begin.
Good. You're here. Of course you're here. Where else would you be? You clearly love it down here. You gotta see this.
I'm here at the scene where police say a disturbed patient escaped only hours ago. Authorities authorities issued an immediate lockdown at the Starling County Institute for Mental Health following the breakout. Police are warning people to avoid contact with a drug dealer known as the Count.
Not so crazy after all, huh? All right. The person of color has successfully purchased her drugs.
For the record, I offered.
How will we know when the tracker is active?
It already is. I'm getting a good signal off the monofilament strips we placed in the bills.
Drug money's like a pigeon. It always finds its way home.
We can follow the money all the way back to the Count.
Okay.
Keep tracking it.
So what are you going to do?
Going to party, Felicity?
My only experience with drugs was an encounter with a pot brownie my freshman year. By mistake. Which could have been fun, except I'm allergic to nuts.
All right. Headshot. Kills again, this time a U.S. senator. Where you were tracking him?
Not very far. I've ran his Floyd Lawton alias through every conceivable law enforcement database. He's made a series of calls to an Alberto Garcia.
Hmm.
According to NSA, Garcia's a reputed underworld talent scout. He books all the Deadshot's hits. It's not much to go on.
Yeah, but it's something, Felicity. Thanks.
Do you think Oliver should know?
No. This is personal. Lawton's my problem to deal with.
Looks like I'm the last one standing. Sitting. Spinning. Something to do. What was I going to do? Memory not what it once was. Nothing what it once was. Is there a name on the gravestone? No. It's new and clean and waiting.
Okay, how creepy was that?
You had my back.
You needed me. Felicity told me where you were headed.
You okay? I'm the killer. Remember?
I've killed before, Oliver. It's just been a while. If you're the killer, why isn't the Count down too? Sure, it must have been tempting. Take him off the board for good.
People change.
People like the Count.
It meant me. Not so long ago, I would have put that guy down for good, but looking at him today, all vacant, there didn't seem to be a point. But not everybody deserves mercy. For example,
I thought he wasn't a priority to you.
He's a priority to you. And you two have unfinished business.
Where do we start?
I'd prefer we skip the I told you so's, but the nightclub wasn't really working out. I guess I need something.
Okay, I'll stop it because I could just go on and on. But wow, I love how Oliver has now turned, to help out Diggs with Deathstroke and
Deadshot.
No, I'm sorry, Deadshot. Yeah, there's too many dead names out here, but Deadshot, yes, and it's just really cool how there's that transition and that build up for I don't know which episode's going to happen, but. It's slowly building up with Diggs, gathering the information where Deadshot is and Felicity helping out. And also, remember, Diggs has that government agent also helping out that's a friend of his. So there's definitely this huge buildup to Deadshot versus Diggs. Now, let's go around the room. Let's take a poll here. who do you think would win? Let's say Diggs had the possibility of dying this season for some reason. Hopefully not. But let's say there was a challenge between Deadshot and Diggs. Who would win? Let's go to you, Pauline, from South Africa.
Honestly, I think Deadshot will win. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's all right. That's your opinion. That's cool. All right, let's go to Lauren from.
You know, one of you. But I don't know. You're thinking if you know fight between those two, get shot.
Okay, all right, Pauline, give us your answer. Who would win if we had a versus, and if possible, Diggs could die? Who would win, Deadshot or Diggs? Lauren. Not there. Okay, Mary Beth.
I don't know. If Deadshot was running against Diggs by himself, he might definitely lose. But if Arrow helps him and backs him up, he could beat him.
Right? He definitely needs his wingman.
Yeah, he does need his wingman because I don't think he could beat Deadshot. And he's got a personal reason, and I'm glad to see that Oliver decided to help him instead of alienating him for that.
Yeah.
But I think that's the only way he's going to be able to survive is if his wingman Arrow was able to back him up.
There you go. Let's see if he comes through. Yeah.
Yeah, let's hope so. Because I like that character. I think Diggs is good. He's good for Arrow.
Oh, he's definitely a good one. Lauren, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, great.
You know what? I just want to say Diggle because I love the guy so. I don't want him.
That's all right.
To die.
We love him too, but you never know in TV they might like surprise us for some weird reason.
Yeah.
All right, good answer. Let's go to Joe from Krypton.
I have to say Diggle hands down, just because he's one of my favorite characters right now.
Yeah.
I do think Arrow would probably have to agree. Arrow would have to back him up. Or help him out a little bit, but I think Diggle, I really.
And how cool would that fight be between those two? I mean, let's say you know Deadshot loses his gun or rifle, you know.
Hey,
but,
you forgot
me. How awesome is that? Wait, I'm not done. I'm still talking, Matt. All right, Matt. Since you're eager to tell us, what was your thought?
Well, I thought Diggs is going to win, but with more training from Oliver, he could use one of Oliver's arrows.
Do you think, let's go around the room, do you guys think Diggle will ever have the bow and arrow in his hand? Do you think that's his, you know, his future? Let's go to you, Lauren. What do you think? Do you think Diggle will eventually pick up the bow?
I mean, I think before, wasn't he disguised as the hood? But he didn't really use an arrow. He just
it was just like a big hood. Yeah.
Yeah, he just wore the hood and didn't use a bow, so I can't really see him using the bow.
Yeah. All right, Matt from Florida, let's go to you. What do you think? Do you think Diggle will ever pick up the bow and arrow?
Actually, no, but my theory on the fight scene would be like they're fighting, like if he's like getting ready to die, Oliver would jump in, aim an arrow right at Deadshot's red eye, and it would like be a bomb, and Deadshot would die. That would be major epic.
All right. Let's go to Joe from Krypton. Do you think he'll pick up the arrow?
I think it's only natural that he would. You know, he's with Oliver, and you know, of course, Oliver's going to want to train him in archery.
Yeah, there,
so, yeah,
there hasn't been a mention of any of that.
Yeah, I think it's possible. I think it's very possible.
Okay, all right, Mary Beth, your turn.
Yes. I think Arrow could teach him how to use the arrow. I think it would always be helpful for him. And that's how Oliver learned, was from other people on the island.
Right.
And he really needed to put up a guy. And I think he'd try and do anything he could to help Diggs win what he wants to win. So he might just do some training with him. And I don't think Diggs would have a hard time with it. He's well-trained in other things, so
right.
I think the arrow would be that too. We were never going to find out what's going to happen to those people that were on the island with him.
I'm sure eventually we will. Yes, it's like everything's a big build-up. There's no answers
yet.
Yes,
it is. Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And when he picked up a second year, that's good that he can involve other things like that, too.
I know. I hope they don't drag it out for 5 years since he was on the island for 5 years. So I'm like, wait a minute.
No,
are we on Gilligan's Island here or what? Okay, we have a new caller from Maricode 214. Who is this?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, who is this?
Chris,
hey, welcome to the podcast. All right, so we're talking about unfinished business, and now, let's see, we did hear a clip of the Count being Mr. Looney Bin, and Oliver did not take him out as he promised that he would because of his association with Vertigo. Now, that's another big twist, that Oliver did not kill the main villain. And why do you think he didn't? Anyone?
I just think he backed off from it. That's my opinion. But I think he should have. I guess he may have felt sorry for him because he knew he was really done. And the guy really used him, the doctor used him. But I don't know. If it was me, I'd kill him for all the problem he caused before. But that's me.
Okay, those are good points, Mary Beth.
Yeah,
anyone else?
You know what?
Okay, Joe.
Killed him.
He should have killed him? Yeah. A lot of people were like, why leaving him straggling out? But you know what? I like that because you never know. Season 2, he could be all better. So we could have another rehash of the count. Yeah, you never know. You never know. I'll never say never in TV, that's for sure, because characters come and go. Even if they're dead, they'll be back.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So, of course, there was one little mention of the stepfather of Oliver. Where is he? Still no answers, no clues. What's going on? Is he in the Bahamas? What's going on? Where is he?
I think he's tied up. I think he's tied up somewhere.
I'm sure he is. let's see. We're almost done here. Wow, it's almost half an hour. That's crazy. Let's open the floor now. Do you guys have any questions for the room or for anyone listening online? Now is your time. If you have any questions or comments that you have about Unfinished Business that aired last night on the CW, now is the time. I'm going to go around the room. I'm going to go to Lauren. Do you have anything for the room that you want to discuss about last night's episode?
You know what? I was surprised that Argus was mentioned last night because I know Mark Guggenheim, he tweeted about it, but I thought that was for next season. So I was a bit surprised to hear it was mentioned, when Diggle was
a little tidbit, I noticed that too.
Yeah, to his girlfriend last night. So I was like, oh, wow, they're having it this
See, he's planting the seed.
Yeah, basically.
That's cool. Good point, Lauren, because I'm sure a lot of people might have missed that. So thank you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Mary Beth. Your turn. The floor is yours.
I just hope this Tommy going back to his father, maybe he's a little undercover work for Arrow instead of turning against Arrow completely. I'd like to see that not happen because, he could really blow his whole cover to his father. So I hope that there's another twist in it that he might be considered to get some information about him. I don't know.
Yeah, that whole Tommy and father thing, it's going to be a little crazy.
Yes, it is.
Good point, Mary Beth. Thank you. Matt from Florida, the floor is yours.
I love the episode, and I kind of on the same page with Mary Beth. Like, I don't get why last night at the end at the club, Tommy was such a douche to Oliver. I mean,
he was.
What the hell was going on?
But then
there?
Again,
I mean,
you have to remember, Oliver accused him of being some crackhead that's dealing or, still in the with the stuff, with the Vertigo stuff.
Yeah.
So, of course he's going to act a little, defensive.
The end scene at the end was driving me crazy.
Yeah, it was. And someone on Twitter said that eventually, of course, maybe the dad will show him about the Dark Archer, and then Tom is going to put two and two together, like, wait a minute, my friend is the Archer, or Arrow, and then my dad's now the Dark Archer. That would put Tommy in the middle. Wow, what a dynamic there. All right, let's go to you, Joe from Krypton. The floor is yours.
I had something to say, just a little off topic, pretty much. What you said earlier about doing a show two nights a week, I think that'd be great. Like, you could do a Smallville one and like a Superman talk show. That way we could all get together and talk about all this stuff two nights a week. That would be fantastic.
Yes, I know. As it is, I have a lot going on, but I will definitely work on that. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much. I have a blast talking to you guys. And seriously, you guys make the podcast, so I really appreciate you guys taking out the time and calling in and talking about our favorite show. Thank you. All right, Chris, the floor is yours. You're our last person.
Hey, I liked the episode. It was really great. And I just didn't like the Tommy, the way he flipped, and because that was not a big reason for him to react like that, And so I think that should have a little bit escalated to make it grander. But either way, it was a good episode, and, we're going to find out what happened.
All right, great.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm sure a lot of people definitely agree with you. And now we're about to wrap up the show. Thank you so much for calling in. If you're listening, thank you again. And also, I'm going to give a quick few shout-outs on Twitter. Let's see. Third Level Comics, Poily Rock, Deluska, I Am Grasshopper, Katniss Miss, also Life Lived Backwards, Tig 26, Chachitos. Wow, that's a good one. And that's it. Let's see. Thank you guys for following us on Twitter. Again, our Twitter tag is Arrow Talk, all one word. And let's go around the room as you guys give us your shout-outs. Let's go to you, Chris.
I love the episode. I love the podcast, and I cannot wait to call.
Great. Thank you, Chris, for calling. Let's go to you, Lauren.
Sure. I cover Arrow on TVEverAfter.com, and I can be reached on Twitter, LaurenTVEA.
All right. That's a great website, and thank you again for that affiliate link.
Sure, no problem.
Awesome. Let's go to you, Matt from Florida.
I love this podcast. The episode was epic. The show is going to go to great lengths. And I will be back on the Smallville Talk podcast. Bazinga.
All right. Thank you, Matt, again for calling in. And this concludes our episode of Unfinished Business on Arrow Talk. We'll be back next Thursday, even though it's a rerun. We will be here, damn it. And we will be back on Thursday at 8 p.m. Thank you very much, guys. Talk to you guys later.